little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Marlon, age 75, is getting breathless when he walks. It's been going on for a few months. He has had heart attacks in the past, but no angina pain. His ECG hasn't changed, but his NT-proBNP is 2000. The normal range is less than 200. And he has ankle swelling and bibasal crepitations. He has been feeling really tired. You are arranging an echocardiogram through cardiology.
I'm pretty sure my old heart is to blame for these breathing problems, doctor.
Yeah, Marlon, your heart isn't working at 100% efficiency anymore. You've got a problem called heart failure. The blood isn't pumping around the body as well as before, and this can cause a tendency for fluid to collect in your ankles and in your lungs. This is why your ankles are swollen and you're feeling breathless. It also explains your tiredness. All right?
Yes, doctor, I can understand that.
I'd like you, if that's okay, to weigh yourself naked every morning. So wee when you get up and then stand on the scales. And it's helpful for you to let me know if you're gaining 2 kilograms, which is 4 pounds, or more over a day or two. Or if you're finding that you're getting more breathless than normal, because that might suggest that you're retaining fluid in your lungs as well. Have you got that, Marlon?
Yes, doctor, I can understand that.
What more would you like to know at this stage?
Well, I would like to know, is there anything else I need to do to make symptoms a bit easier to manage?
Okay, well, there's lots of things that we can do to be helping you. There are a number of tablets that we can use to help you with your symptoms and to keep your heart in decent nick. There's also some things that you can do to help yourself as well. So exercise is good for your heart, but build it up slowly. Like any other muscle, it will grow stronger with exercise. Avoid adding salt to your food or use low salt instead. We can advise you about a healthy diet if you like. Would you be perhaps interested in learning more about heart failure?
Yes, doctor, I'm sure I would like to.
What about reading the patient.info page about heart failure at this stage?
Well, I can look at it. I'm not sure I have a computer.
Okay, what about a relative or a friend? Have you got someone who can...
Yeah, my son can collect me some information about it.
Okay. So if you can manage that, that would be wonderful. And I think it would be great if you're happy to see my heart failure nurse in the next couple of weeks and she can try and help you figure out what you need to know at this time about your heart failure. Is that okay with you at the moment?
Sure, doctor. I will make an appointment with the heart failure nurse.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.